Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
As part of our series of Spectrum programs from the Fancy Food Show, we have a country, Malaysia, that is well represented. We also have a product from China, in this case, caviar, as part of the Marquis exhibit. We'll go to both of those places next on the Fancy Food Show exhibit.
We're at the Malaysia Pavilion at the Fancy Food Show, and we have Chef Christina is here. And Chef, we've got a beautiful display. There's all kinds of folks here. It's like a general store. Tell us a little bit of the philosophy behind the Malaysia kitchen concept.
Here at the Malaysia kitchen, thank you first for having me on your show. And we are so excited here to be in the Summer Fancy Food Show because this year Malaysia has been voted as one of the top three trending flavors by National Restaurant Association, which means American palates are changing and we are in trend with the change. Here at Malaysia Kitchen, we are here to promote Malaysia's food exports to the world. How wonderful it is to be able to bring these flavors to anyone at home, even to consumer restaurants, institutionals, where they're able to just open this gorgeous packet from Malaysia filled with lemongrass and curry sauce, hot sauce like garlic, condiments, laksa, our favorite laksa, and cook it at home. And all they need to do is just decide what they want to eat. So our goal is to make Malaysian flavors accessible in a multi-pronged approach. Yeah, and to sharing with the world how diverse is our cuisine and the uniqueness that makes Malaysian food, the combination of Chinese, Indian, and Thai flavors all coming together as one.
As you mentioned, it is a very diverse and a very eclectic cultural mixing pot, Malaysia. And I guess the taste of Malaysian food is more than just one thing. There's a very wide range between the very spicy, between the very fruity, between the very savory to the sweet. There probably isn't a single definition for Malaysian food, would you say?
I would say that Malaysian food, you know, they say you taste Asia in Malaysia, and it's so true because when you taste the food of Malaysia, it is a culmination of eating very deeply layered complex flavor without the spice heat typically associated with other Southeast Asian cuisines. So you have here a great combination of, let me share with you some ingredients, galangal, savory lemon, you know, citrusy lemongrass, savory turmeric, cardamom, cumin, and you have chilies and all these gorgeous other ingredients like tamarind and coconut milk. And you can only imagine all this coming in together, and it's mixed with soy and oyster sauce and sesame oil and rice vinegar. It's such a beautiful way of eating. And in one bite, the diner says, I taste a little bit of China, I taste a little bit of India, I have traces of Thai cuisine, and yet I don't know, my palate is just so exciting, and it craves for more. It wants you to go back for the next scoop and the next scoop. And I think that is the beauty of Malaysia, and what we have done here is taken that exact ingredients and placed it in our products, which are generational old recipe, and they cannot, very hard to be recreated just here in the United States.
Chef Christina, because China America Radio has listeners all over the world, we have people who love Chinese food as well as Chinese music, and we know that there is an influence. In fact, some of the dishes from Malaysia are somewhat similar to the dishes of Taiwan, correct?
Well, what I forgot to tell you know what's wonderful, Steve, that the Taiwanese love the roti paratha because they have the Taiwanese pancake with scallions. Mm-hmm. We have the same pancake, but ours is just the kaya pancake or the original pancake. It's exactly the same, but it's more grilled, it's more crispier, and ours is more flakier, soft, golden, and it's an original. It was brought by the Indian merchants, and it's called the Raya Malaysia Prata, and they love it, love it, love it.
I guess you have to get a lot of different vendors and food manufacturers on board to create a promotion like this, don't you?
Yes, we worked very well. Malaysia Kitchen for the World is a program that is basically promoting the exports of Malaysia. And it aims to educate and inform consumers on Malaysian cuisine and the Malaysian restaurants worldwide. And this is under a project by the Malaysian External Trade Development Corporation. So in essence, what we try to do is we are working with restaurants, working with chefs, we're working with food vendors and retailers, anyone that can carry this food and come together, because it needs to be in the hands of the consumers, and consumers love it, and they want to know where they can get it, where they can buy these products. And so we work with everyone in the food industry to bring this together.
Is there a web address, or is there some directions you can give them?
To find out more about Malaysian cuisine, they can visit our website, which is malaysiakitchen.us. That's, again, malaysiakitchen.us. And on this website, they would go to products and buy products, click on the link. It gives you a live link of all the products that we carry. They just have to click that link. It takes them to every single Amazon online stores. And all they have to do is just put it in their carts and ready to go and ship out to them. And the packages are written in English. And it's very easy to apply and enjoy. And also, some of our products are already in the stores, 440 stores, which includes the Lingham's chili sauces, the Brahim's sauce. You'll find them in Whole Foods. You'll find them in Cost Plus. You'll find our products also in 99 Ranch Markets, if they are around you, the Uajimayas in Pacific Northwest and Oregon. And there are all these products that are going around in all these various Asian stores. We hope that the consumers will have so much fun, and what a delicious journey just to taste this product.
I guess part of the mystery of Malaysian cuisines has to be with the geography itself of where the country is situated, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Malaysia, because of its unique location, it is stuck between Thailand and Singapore. It has been a destination that has attracted so many voyages, people and merchants from all over, from India, China, Java, China, you know, Portugal, have come and bathed under this area. It's called the Straits of Malacca. And it has been time memorial, and they bartered their spices and their wares, and this made Malaysia a home for all these other cultures as well. And that is why this cuisine here is very eclectic, and it's a combination of all these cultures coming together.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you start? How did you get into the cooking, and what have your experiences been?
I am a descendant of a 5 generation of spice merchants, and who have, like many people, have come to Malaya and traded spices. And my family have traded since the supremacy of the British East India Company. My great-grand-grandfather was the captain of the East India Company, and they traded spices. My profession has been a professional chef. I've worked for the Four Seasons Resort in Bali and Thailand. I'm an author of a cookbook called The Spice Merchant's Daughter, and I'm also a spice expert. Grew up with my mother, who could sum up and whip up 1,000 spices and spice rubs in just a wimp of a time. So this has been my professional education. And in the United States, I have taught hundreds and thousands of people how to recreate and how to bring Malaysian flavors to their home. So I'm on a mission here with Malaysia Kitchen to introduce this beautiful, modern, yet authentic cuisine to the Americans, and allowing them to taste the diversity of our country and how easy it is to create these foods with the Malaysia Kitchen's products. And I'm hoping that all that I've learned over the years, all the traditions that have been in my family for 5 old generations, I am so excited to pass them down to Americans. And every time I meet somebody, I'm just, it's a journey and a story that I love to bring them on. And this is a flavorful path for me to share.
Well, you certainly know what you're talking about. Once again, it's MalaysiaKitchen.us for our listeners that would like to find out more. Chef Christina, thank you again for joining us on China America Radio. I hope our paths will cross again someday soon.
I absolutely hope so, and I hope that we could cook some time Malaysian food, maybe whip up a satay or a delicious bowl of laksa.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more from Chef Christina and the folks at Malaysian Kitchen in the weeks ahead. Next, we're going to turn our sights toward caviar, in this case not Russian, but Chinese. An exhibit at the Marquis Pavilion tells us that there is a delicious and highly sought-after caviar now that comes from an area of China. And we have two representatives from that Chinese company, Kaluga Queen, to tell us about it.
As mentioned, we're at the Marquis booth, and one of the products that they have is a caviar that comes from China. So we have Li Han, who's representing Marquis here. Tell us a little bit about this caviar product you have.
Yeah. We are Kaluga Queen Caviar. We farm the sturgeon in a very big lake, in the Southern Island Lake, in the east of China. Mm-hmm. They have the perfect water environment, so the fish is happy to live there. After 80 years, it can make caviar with fish eggs. We export to all over the world, and now it's it can be the best quality in the world.
Do the people in the region of the lake, do they eat the caviar many, many, many years before the rest of the world found out how good it was?
In China, there's no caviar culture before, but now recently we make more promotion. Chinese people start to eat caviar and like the caviar very much.
As the economy is getting better in China and more people are able to purchase products from other countries.
Yes, Chinese, as you know, China is growing very fast, and more rich people, they want a good life. Caviar is a symbol of the high-class life, yeah. Many, many people like it.
Well, it's been great seeing you here at the show. I hope your product sells well. I look forward to sampling a bit of it myself. Have you enjoyed your, do you work in the U.S. or do you work in the Chinese side?
I work in China, but I travel a lot. Also, we have many distributors in U.S. If you need Kaluga Queen caviar, yeah, you can find on the internet.
What part of China does the fish come from?
The fish is in the lake near Shanghai, near Hangzhou. It's a very big lake.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Xiexie.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.